Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to Foster the Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Foster, episode 1-8-something. We're coming up on 200, Mike.
Really?
Yeah, we're coming up on the big 200.
That's exciting.
I'm very excited. The next couple of weeks, we've got like a lot of our like old school guests like returning.
Okay.
So like in the next couple of weeks, we got like Mark Agee's coming back, Tone Bell's coming back.
Yeah, Tone and I,
But
Mark, I can't wait.
We did Mark for 3 weeks, so. Yeah, so I'm excited. So leading up to the big 200.
Oh, do you have a special guest picked out for 200?
I haven't yet. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Who do you think we should get somebody big?
I think we should go for it.
Okay.
Bill Burr, give us a call.
Just tweet us.
Just tweet us.
I was thinking about that. I was like, who should we get for episode 200? Should we go, return guest? Should we do return guest? Should we do somebody we haven't done before? Should we do something big?
Do you know who I loved having on my show was Jim Short.
Jim Short's great. Yeah, he just did our live show a couple of weeks ago.
Well, then the fans already know. Yeah, Jim is so wonderful.
Jim is amazing. So maybe we'll bring
many stories.
Jim wants to. Chet Wilde wants to come back.
Okay, all right. So. What about Carl LeBeau?
Carl would be great. He's never been on before.
He's a good guy.
We'll start reaching out. How was San Diego?
San Diego was beautiful, man.
Yeah, San Diego was awesome.
And the crowd was. Oh, can I? Can we say the C word on this show?
Yeah.
Okay, so last night, late show, the first comic on stage lost their shit and called some lady a cunt and then walked off. Like
the first
night.
Comic?
First comic. Like, that's... Yeah. Like, welcome to the show, folks. Try the veal. This lady's a cunt. Good night.
That's how they set the tone
right,
of the show?
Yeah, like, I was like, what?
You did it. What?
The
stories. First comic, huh?
First comic. This woman, I
oh,
guess.
Oh, that's amazing. I guess she was being a cunt.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of on the lady side.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. I would say I would set it up like this. In a crowd, I would rather have a crowd boo me until I got off stage than anybody give me the, oh.
I was just talking about that the other day.
Oh, that is the kiss of death. Because if somebody in the crowd goes, oh, then everybody thinks that they're wrong for laughing. Even if it's funny or whatever, they think, oh, I'm doing something wrong.
Right.
This is wrong.
Yes.
And it's way worse than a boo. A boo is just like, I don't like that.
Right.
An awe is, we all shouldn't like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're terrible for liking that.
I'd rather get a womp womp than
I'd rather get the cane from the Apollo that just pulls you off.
Just a clown with a broom.
I'd rather get a clown with a broom
than
one
awe.
Woman in the crowd go, aw.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, so this woman was doing a similar thing.
Uh-huh.
She kept saying, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
After every punchline he had, she would go, Jesus. And
like she was offended or like Jesus?
Yeah,
okay.
like offended, like, oh, God.
Okay.
How could you say my word?
Yeah.
You know?
My stars.
Oh, Jesus. And so he decided, like, you know how sometimes comics can, like, we only hear, she was in the front row.
Uh-huh.
And... Yeah, I was talking to another I keep getting sidetracked here. This is another comic and I were talking the other night about how sometimes you'll hear somebody in the front row, but nobody else in the crowd hears them.
Right.
And so now you're in a weird position like, well, do I attack this person?
Yes.
Because if you do and nobody – if a tree heckles you in a forest and nobody hears it.
Right, right. Do you call the tree a cunt?
Do you call the tree a cunt?
Which, by the way, we've always bleeped out that word on this show.
Right.
But now, you know.
Yeah, Christy's gone. Fuck it. So this is that scenario. The woman in the front row kept saying Jesus. Nobody else heard her except for the comic, and he lost his shit.
Okay,
he was like, he just started going off about her talking the whole time, and then he was like, and this lady's a cunt. He's like, I'm going to do one more joke. And he did that joke and then called the lady a cunt and then was like, good night. I was like,
how? Okay.
Yeah, you're just walking off like that? Like,
that's hilarious.
It was insane.
Because, okay, is this a name? Is this somebody that we should, is this somebody?
No.
Okay.
They went first.
Okay.
I'm being a cunt.
Because the particular club that you're at, stats are 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
You can't power through 10 minutes?
Right. Like, you can't get through 10 minutes of calling somebody that.
If you've got a 45-minute set, you're allowed to lose your shit at 40 minutes in.
Yeah, you're allowed to be like, I'm trying to make a point.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Have you done that before? Have you attacked an audience member where you thought that everyone could hear? Because I didn't know that till recently.
Well, you learn the hard way.
Right.
Because that's the only way you learn that lesson is you go after somebody, and then you realize you're just the old man yelling at kids in your yard.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the neighbors are like, what's the big deal? Huh? Let them cut through your yard.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But to you, like, if you're the only one hearing, and it does throw you off because they're there and you're in your own head trying to figure out, you know, what you're saying. And if they keep interrupting and keep stop, like, it's. I associate it with listening to a CD on skip.
Okay.
Like if you're in the car and you're the only one in the car and you're driving along and the CD keeps skipping, but drivers next to you only hear the songs that are being played. Like they just hear the stuff that's being played.
Right.
They don't know the CD. And you're sitting at a stoplight yelling at your radio. Right. I'll kill you. I'll break you in half.
Yelling at Outkast.
Yeah. And the car beside you is like, what is going on?
Right. Okay.
Why is he so angry? But to you, this CD's been skipping for the last 15 miles.
Right.
And you can't get in a groove.
And it's so loud, too.
Oh, God. It's the only thing you hear
is someone being loud and obnoxious. And then you go after him and you realize, oh, yeah, 800. I don't know where you're performing at.
I don't know where you're performing.
The 13 people in the
they
can't hear this person, and now you've just screamed at this person.
You just yelled at somebody.
And two people know why.
In the abyss.
Have you done that before?
Oh, yeah. It's the worst, dude. It is the worst.
I'm trying to think of a specific example. I know that I have.
Yeah. I've walked off stage only one time in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I was playing I was playing like a Moose Lodge.
Ooh, there you go.
And and I was opening for a gentleman named Sparkman.
Sparkman.
And
two words.
Okay. Two words, one man. And there's four people in the crowd and one drunk back at the bar.
Okay.
So they're like, well, of course. They're like, well, you got to do the show.
Yeah.
That's what these people don't take it out on the people that showed up.
Right.
What?
Right.
Anyways, so we're doing the show, and the drunk guy in the back of the bar was yelling at me. Right, and I'm like, really? There's five people total, and one of you is heckling me?
Right.
So I keep shutting him down a couple times, and then I notice that in between me shutting him down and him talking again, I see the bartender / owner telling him, yeah, give him hell, man.
Stop.
The owner is
encouraging
him,
no.
Like,
no.
Yeah, man. And so I go, oh, okay, I see what's going on.
All right.
Fuck this. Good night, guys. And I hung up the microphone and just walked off and sat in the back of the room. And I feel bad for throwing Sparkman under the bus like that.
Well,
but at the same time, like, if you can't even...
Right.
If you hired us in to get to heckle, like...
Yeah.
Fuck all the way off.
Right. Like, and who is that? You know he brought that guy in personally.
Right, yeah. Like, oh, make sure Chet's here.
Hey, Billy, get down here. We got a show tonight. I
want
you to do that thing you do.
Extra PBRs in it for you if you can make him cry. Like, get the...
Because if the owner's in on it, it's like, come on.
There's
who do you complain to?
There's no... Yeah, exactly. It is...
There's no chain of command.
There's not... It's just chaos. It's just chaos.
Yeah, man. That's hilarious.
And the owner came back and was like... I was sitting in the back of the room. And he's like, oh, man, I'm really sorry. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Just give him my check.
Right.
Just let me leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
I'm really... Are you, though?
Right? Yeah, are you? Exactly. I'm really sorry. Really?
Give him hell.
Sorry that I caught you.
Yeah.
You fuck. Get out of here.
Piece of shit.
You piece of shit.
I was doing a bar, nothing like nearly that. I was just doing a shitty bar show in Los Angeles one time, and the owner was notorious for getting drunk and heckling the comics.
Oh my god!
And that was, and if you could spar with the owner, then you know, it was that sort of deal. But this dude, like, you couldn't win with this guy. Like,
you never can
with drunk. You can't win with drunk.
No,
ever.
No.
And it came to a point one time where I literally said, "This is the worst show that I've ever done. I'm going to kill myself." And a noose was thrown onto the stage.
No.
In a broom closet, he kept a noose.
Well, every good bar owner has a noose in the broom closet. I mean, that's not the shocking part.
I was like, I could not believe, I couldn't believe it.
Can I borrow this?
Please.
You can have it back. I'm only going to need it for literally a couple seconds.
So now, when you went up, did you, were they behaved for you,
yeah,
or was she still miss?
They left.
Jesus. Oh, they left.
Well, of course. You get called a cunt, you're going home.
Okay, yeah. That's the end of the night.
you gotta pay your tab and leave.
The babysitter's like, you guys are home early.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, Kathy.
Kathy got called a cunt again.
You know, typical Saturday.
Every weekend with you two.
I can't even, last weekend was Olive Garden.
The week before that was the movies.
The movie.
Somebody in the movie theater.
You shut up, you cuss. Well, we gotta go. That's it. I hope you're happy.
Like, yeah, they.
Man.
Yeah, you get called a cunt. You gotta go.
Yeah, that's like tab out time.
Home. Yeah, you've had enough.
Were you? Did you go and see the Seals in San Diego?
No, I drove back and here's. Can I tell you?
You went back and forth each night.
This is Okay. This is still. This still hurts. So I went, I rented an Airbnb, right?
In San Diego. Okay.
This little dope spot. I was pretty happy.
Okay.
About it. Okay. I was thinking, you know what? It's time for a little bit of me time.
Okay. You all know? Right.
Down by the ocean.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
It's very spiritual very, there. Yeah.
Do some yoga.
Sure. Okay. Okay.
AKA smoke some weed.
Right. Yeah. Watch cartoons.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. You know, yoga.
You know, yoga. You've heard of it. Anyway, so I get this spot, and so I leave early, right, on Thursday. I left your place at 12:45, right? Mm-hmm. I got to this Airbnb at 5:45 at night, dude.
Oof.
It took that long. It's a two-hour trip, usually. At night, when you're coming home, it's an hour and 45 minutes.
Right, tops.
Coming back. Yeah. Going there, it took me 5 hours.
On a Friday.
Right? Yeah, on a
No,
on
it was
Thursday.
A Thursday. It's a Thursday, yeah, yeah.
So I get to this place, there's no parking, right? So
okay.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's street parking, whatever. So I text the guy, hey, is it street parking? He's like, yeah, sorry about that, whatever. Cool. So I park like 3 blocks away. You know how it is out here on the West Coast. There's no parking.
Right.
So drag all my stuff over to this guy's place, get inside, and it's like 1,000 degrees in there. I'm
okay.
searching for an air conditioning panel or something.
Right.
Nothing. So I text a guy. I'm like, hey, man, is there like air conditioning panel I'm missing? Is
right.
there like a trick to this?
Right.
He's like, oh, yeah, there's no AC. But it gets really cool at night. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, maybe I'll just look for a hotel.
Right. Right. And the 12 hours before?
Right.
Question mark?
Exactly. The 12 hours where it's 100 degrees.
Right,
outside.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I go to like log on, and there's no internet. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no box.
Right.
There's no nothing. So I text him like, hey last
man.
Question.
About street parking. So there's no AC.
Yeah, what about that Wi-Fi?
What about Wi-Fi, though?
And he's like, oh, yeah, there's none.
Of course not.
So I was like, man, I don't want to sound like a diva, but
right.
Turns out I need these three things.
Right, yeah. I like how you were willing to go without parking,
right.
AC, but Wi-Fi was the last
the
straw.
Wi-Fi, I'm like, oh, man, I
shut it down.
Do it.
Shut
yeah,
it down.
I can't do yoga without
I'm
Wi-Fi.
Yoga.
I'm trying to do yoga this weekend. So I looked for hotels, right? And
yeah.
Of course, every hotel you called. Yeah. Like, there's a special event in town.
Right.
And tonight, well, it's only $96 tonight.
Right.
And tomorrow and Saturday is $186 a night. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck all that.
Right. Sparkman's in town.
Exactly. Sparkman's here. So I was like, well, fuck that. So I ended up driving back and forth. Thursday, it took me 5.5 hours to get there, 2 hours to get home for a 20-minute set. Friday, 4.5 hours to get there, 2.5 to get home because there's construction.
Right.
And then Saturday, it was easy peasy. Saturday,
right?
Was
Saturday's
like
no problem.
2 hours up, 2 hours back.
Nothing. Michael,
dude, it was.
But the back and forth is a hotel room.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
That gas money is one night there.
Yeah, man.
Why didn't you do that?
Because it was $186.
How much was gas back and forth?
Like $20.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I rented a car.
Ugh.
I guess when it added, I mean, I almost, I don't know. It's weird because it was nice being like home.
Right.
I mean, like,
sleeping in your own
bed.
Be,
yeah, yeah, like, I'm going to go do this because the Madhouse is such a great fucking room. It's
right.
One of my favorites to play. And so it's like, well, you're getting exposed to this great room, these great crowds and all this stuff. And I get to sleep in my own bed. And
yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Did you get your money back from the Airbnb?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a full refund.
Why wouldn't you put that on the... On
right? Why don't you list things that... Hey,
pros?
By the way... Yeah.
San Diego.
Bros, we're in
beautiful.
San Diego.
Yes. Cons. Everything else.
Literally everything else.
Yeah, right.
Do you have oxygen here? Oh, no, man.
Is there a bathroom I'm missing? There's
no,
a Pepsi can.
There's an alleyway out back.
There's a Pepsi can around back. Yeah. I spent the whole weekend in fear.
Okay.
The earthquakes. We're on earthquake watch. You know that, right?
No,
by the time this episode comes out, comes out, yeah. We've from now until Tuesday, we're okay. On a California has issued a earthquake alert.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, there was a swarm in the Salton Sea or whatever that
is. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And so, which causes they're like, you know how the internet is, though. So it's it could be nothing. Next article, this is the big one.
This is the end.
And So. And so now I'm just San Andreas clips from the rocker in my head.
My God.
And every time I'm somewhere, I'm like, okay, is this where I want to be with an earthquake? Like,
oh, my. Your final destination in yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all week long.
Full clothed when I go to bed at night, just in case.
I'm ready for the Lord now.
So, yeah.
This dude's sleeping in a suit.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a tie to bed?
Why you got a tag on your toe?
You got a luggage tag. If found, return to Delta baggage claim.
Yep. That's how I spent my weekend, man. Just like looking around. I was stuck in traffic one day, and I'm like, I don't want to be.
Right, you don't want to die in traffic.
No, not on the 101.
I almost died in a Honda once. And I kept thinking, like, I don't want to die in a Honda.
This is not how it goes out?
Yeah, I don't want to go down in a Honda. This isn't how my legend is.
Malone has survived, but he leaves.
His Honda Accord.
Yeah, he leaves behind a Honda Accord to his loved ones. You don't want to die. What? Yeah. So I don't know, man. Have you been through an earthquake here in California yet?
No.
Here's the deal. I've only been through one because we travel so much.
Right. Yeah.
You've been on the road, right? And
yeah.
You check Facebook, and like all of your friends are like,
everybody's
earthquake,
like, whoa, that was
earthquake.
Crazy.
Like I'm in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Right.
I haven't been through one. I've been through one, and it was terrifying.
Really?
Yeah.
I worked with earthquake once.
At a Moose Lodge.
It was terrifying. Really, was that scary?
For I hated it. Yeah, because you know you're from the Midwest. I'm from the South. Like the ground where I'm from doesn't just shake
like that.
Yeah, yeah. And what I've noticed, and it never happens during business hours. It's always when you're sound asleep. It's always like 1 o'clock in the morning when your defenses
maybe
are down.
Maybe earthquakes are on like a different schedule. Maybe they're partiers.
Right, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe they're just up all night.
It's the earthquake is like the Earth's hangover.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, it was not a great experience.
So what do you do when that happens?
What did I do?
Yeah, what happens when tragedies take over your panic room? Like what happens to you? Do you shut down?
So I live life regularly.
Right.
Right. No one really knows, but in the back of my head, I'm
you're just freaking out.
I'm thinking, okay, is this because we went to this house in the hills the other night, right? And the only thing I could think of was like, well, this house is going to fall off as soon as the earth starts shaking.
God.
And everyone else is having a great time, enjoying themselves. And I'm like, okay, how, like, are we going to slide, like, into the house, like, on the movies? God. Is it going to split down the middle?
And some guy's like, this cunt's worried about the earthquakes. That's terrible, man.
Yeah.
That's so bad. Do you have a – are you a doomsday prepper?
No,
you...
and that's the thing. I have no – I just worry. I have no backup plan. I have a couple of bottled waters in my car. Like, that's it.
That's your doomsday prepper.
Because think about it, dude.
I got Aquafina. 2 bottles worth in the trunk, kid.
Because think about
it,
dude.
Stick with me. We're going to make it.
If something happens, where are we going?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Swim,
exactly. Swim. That's it. All the you can't get out. You can't get to Vegas, man. Right now.
Dude,
on a highway.
When this city gets set on fire, meet me at the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
I am swimming to safety.
Full suit.
I got a scuba suit.
Yeah, that's what our doomsday prep needs to be.
Life raft,
a snorkel,
and that's all I got.
Yeah, I don't prep for doomsday in Los Angeles because we're literally all going to die. There's no, I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean,
you know.
Yeah, there's no escape. This has been a good. You can never do the news. You can never have like a news job.
This is news with Justin Foster. We're all going to die.
Exactly.
Don't try.
But now Justin Foster with the weather. Buy bottles of water. Get all the canned food you can. Justin, what's happening? It might rain. Get
it
all
might rain.
Who knows what could happen after.
Every day is just a red alert. Evacuate.
Justin, you can't have an amber alert every day.
Evacuate.
What's on the forecast for Tuesday? Leave the city.
The apocalypse.
The apocalypse is coming. Red dawn, Wednesday.
Red dawn. Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
Don't pay your bills. You're going to be dead next year.
Buy that TV this weekend. You'll never pay it off. It doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
I know. I'm not.
I think I'm the opposite. I think I'm too chill. I think it's all the yoga I do.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah, yeah. What scares you? What's your fear?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I don't like tight places.
Okay.
Like whenever I see movies where somebody's like crawling to an air duct system or whatever.
Okay. All right.
I think to myself, if I was hired on this movie, I couldn't even do that. Let alone in real life. Go through some air ducts and save people's lives. I couldn't even play pretend and like, if I was on a big action film and they were like, okay, in this scene you're gonna go up through the air,
like on Die Hard when he's got to go through the air vents and he's got the lighter.
That,
no way,
dude, I could not do. I would freak out, man.
What's the underlying fear though? That you're gonna die. That you're gonna suffocate. So trapped.
Yeah, trapped. I can't get out of that.
Okay.
But if I'm in a room and it's locked or something, I don't lose my mind.
If you're in an elevator and it breaks down, like last week,
I'd be
Kane.
All right for a while.
After a while.
After an hour.
An hour?
I think I'd panic,
bro.
Man.
10 minutes. I'm fucking kicking that thing.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I think up to an hour, I'd still be like, somebody's coming, man.
Okay.
Like they're figuring it out.
Right.
After an hour. I'm like, well, full on, we're going to die.
Right.
Like, this is it.
So it's not gradual. It's just,
no,
we're going to be fine.
We're all going to
die.
There's a point where, there is a
mental switch.
Yeah, and I'm just like, that's it.
Yeah.
We're dead.
See?
Nobody's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full breakdown.
That's how I am in turbulence.
Yes, we do.
If I'm on an airplane and everything's fine, and we're just doing what we're supposed to be doing, flying, everything's great. Turbulence, I'm like, that's it. We're all going to die. Like that.
Bro, my plane caught on fire one time, and I was like, well, I mean, we'll probably just land.
Bro, if my plane caught on fire, could you imagine?
Oh, man.
I wouldn't fly ever again. You would
have jumped out the window.
Right.
You would have been out on the wing trying to put out the fire. Sir, put your shoes back on. You're just stomping it out
in a suit.
Why does he have a tie on?
So you were in the air.
Yeah.
And what did the wing catch on fire or something?
Yeah, man.
I think you've told me this story before.
Yeah, I think so. I was on Spirit Airlines last time.
Yeah.
And I got on this plane from Chicago, my least favorite city in the world.
Oh, see, I'm such the opposite.
Oh, man.
Everybody loves Chicago.
I fucking hate Chicago.
I mean, if my plane would have caught on fire, I'd look at it differently.
Yeah, it's a lot of reasons. I actually got into a fight on a show down south because somebody was from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And I was making, they knew I hated Chicago, and the host brought it up. And then this person was like, what? And
oh, really?
We had it out.
On stage?
I feel like I won. They don't know how to make pizza in Chicago. They're lying to you.
Oh, dude.
Know what I mean?
Chicago pizza is awesome.
Bro, it's not pizza. That's why it's awesome. It's lasagna. They're giving you lasagna. It's not pizza. Chicago is to pizza what Donald Trump is to politics.
Stop.
It's just bullshit. He's telling you it's great. They're telling you it's awesome, and it's not even pizza.
You like that
thin
crust?
We put the sauce on top. What? That's not how pizza works. You can't just change hundreds of years of pizza and be like, it's Chicago style. Fuck your face. That's not how pizza works, man.
I love that shit.
I just can't. It's lasagna. I can't make macaroni and cheese without noodles or some shit and be like, look, man, it's this Chicago style macaroni.
It's Malone style.
Exactly.
I changed it.
Fuck all the way off, man. You know how to make pizza.
You like thin crust?
Make it. I don't like thin crust. Okay. I like deep dish.
Deep dish,
and that's
okay.
The only savior they have is mm-hmm. like, it is deep dish. Uh-huh. I mean, Chicago pizza is like 10 inches thick.
Uh-huh.
It's like 8 inches soft. And anyway, so fuck Chicago. And I'm on this plane. Trying to go home. It's the last flight out, and you know, Spirit Airlines, I caught a deal. It was like
right.
$30 or something.
Right, $30.
Yeah, it's like two payments of $19.99. You can get home. So I'm on this plane, and we're up in the air maybe 10 minutes, and we all start smelling gas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it is strongly like there is like somebody's just pouring gas down the aisle.
Right.
And everybody, so you hear the murmurs start.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is that gas?
Right.
Wait a minute, do you smell that?
Uh-huh. Which is the most terrifying part of anything.
Right.
Is when the mob gets together and starts deciding something's wrong.
I sleep on planes.
Do
a
you?
Lot. Like, I pass out immediately. I wake up at the destination. It's fucking great.
Wow.
So I wake up to the smell of gas, mm-hmm. take my headphones out to hear everybody being like, is that gas?
Oh, my God.
So I'm terrified at first. I'm like, what? Is Bane here?
Right.
This is it. We need Batman. So the I look out the window and my fucking wing is on fire, dude.
Oh my God.
It's smoking, there's flame. And the pilot comes on immediately and was like, everybody make sure all your cell phones are off.
Right.
Please put down all your window shades.
Don't look at this.
Exactly.
Right.
We're going to make a, you know, we're going to turn around and go back to Chicago here real quick, touchdown, and we'll let you know what's happening then. So they came through and shut everybody's windows down.
Uh-huh.
I fucking took pictures of it.
Yeah.
Even on the way down.
Dude, I'm shaking right now.
Yeah. I had the window up, and I was just watching fire trucks and ambulances drive to the airport on the runway. We land. They usher us off like as fast as they can.
Right.
Just go, go, go. Firemen are waiting, like hiding off to the side, out of our view.
So real sneaky,
bro. Yeah.
Like, no problem here.
Nothing to see.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
They were flying Spirit.
Yeah.
Please look to your left.
And they're like, "We'll put you on another plane." I'm like, "The hell you are!"
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'll take a bus to LA.
Right. Right.
Like getting on another Spirit airline.
Right.
So I tell them, like, hey, I'm not gonna get on that other plane.
Right.
And they're like, oh, it's fine. I was like, nah, you know, I'm not gonna get on that other plane. And then I'm like, can I get my luggage? And they're like, yep, all our luggage is being unloaded downstairs right now. So just go down to baggage claim, you'll be able to get your luggage, blah blah blah. So I go down to baggage claim, and once you leave, you can't get back in without going through security and all that stuff. They don't have my bag. I can't get back into the main part of the airport with all the food and stuff. I'm stuck in Chicago. It's like 11 p.m. at night. The other flight that I bought that day was like $500. It left at 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just got to stay in Chicago.
You got to hang out.
And in like a weird chair and eat out of this vending machine.
Right.
Get back to L.A. Went to track my bag. Went to LAX 3 different times,
dude.
Dude, do you know Spirit Airlines doesn't even have a kiosk open until noon?
Until noon?
Until noon.
That makes
sense. And they don't have a kiosk. They're sharing a kiosk. They have like a timeshare kiosk thing with another company. So they track my bag, right? Turns out, the third time I go, turns out it's downstairs in baggage claim, just in somebody's employee locker.
Oh, my God.
Like, they walked me over to like a YMCA fucking locker and was like, here's your bag. The fuck? Like, that's not okay.
That's not acceptable.
You can't, yeah. And there was no air conditioning or Wi-Fi. Parking was terrible.
To get your luggage, you just got like some like orange key to some guy's wrist.
Yeah.
How long had it been sitting there?
Oh, you know, I don't know.
From your first trip to LAX, probably?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because nobody was working when I first got there.
Dude.
Then I couldn't contact anybody. Yeah, and then all the other airlines were like, they were pissed at it. They were like, they acted like it was the kid who was smart enough to skip certain classes.
Uh-huh.
And so they were like, oh, yeah, the spirit just comes in whenever they want.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we've been here since 4.
Right, right.
Like, they just come in at noon whenever they feel
Look
like.
How productive we've been.
Right, yeah.
And meanwhile,
yeah.
Spirit comes in with, like, earbuds
yeah,
and
smoking a joint. Yeah. What's up, bro?
So I'm late, bro.
You need some? Yeah, motherfucker. I'm here 3 times.
With a hat on that says, like, hi, haters. so that's a legitimate. See, that would yeah, I probably wouldn't fly for a long time after that.
Yeah, well, you know, and it was I don't know. I took it as a I took it as that was the one time like I dodged it. You know, I took it as that was the big thing that was supposed to happen.
Uh huh.
And now it's safe for a while after.
Okay,
that, you know what I mean.
So you got the one out of the way,
right? Because every once in a while,
because that's the worst thing that can happen on a plane.
Right, it's like,
besides crashing, your plane catching on fire.
Right,
right.
It's like performing. You can't kill it every night.
Right.
It's coming for you.
Yeah.
You're gonna have some problems.
Right.
There's gonna be a night that's gonna just real. You're gonna call somebody to cunt and walk off stage. It's gonna be a rough night.
Right. Right. And, right. Right.
That was my rough night.
Yeah.
I was like, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's all good shows from here on out for a little bit.
Yeah. It's all good flights from here on out.
Right.
Yeah. Please, everyone, look to the left. We have beautiful Chicago skyline.
Yeah, exactly.
And to the right, hell. What about clowns? A lot of people have fear of clowns.
No.
Clowns, bro. Have you seen this thing? I don't know if you saw this
where
in the
news.
Where
people are showing up dressed as clowns?
Yeah, bro.
I kind of like it.
7 clowns arrested in 24 hours.
How do you arrest a clown?
It's okay.
Wouldn't he just, like, squirt you in the eye and then get out of the handcuffs?
Oh, my God, I'm allergic to seltzer. So they're not juggalos, which would make more sense.
Right. Yeah.
They're just people dressed as clowns. And in Cincinnati, they've arrested a bunch. Concerns mounted in local communities as law enforcement and government agencies were forced to respond to multiple episodes of what is being described as clown-related mischief.
Clown-related mischief.
Wow. Their charge, inducing panic.
I'd like that to be the theme of my bachelor party. Clown-related mischief.
Could you imagine the stripper who just walks in and is like, oh, God. Oh, God, no.
That would be so great. Clown-related mischief.
The charge is inducing panic.
Really?
Yeah, inducing panic. Yeah.
That's a charge you could have?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So people are dressing up as clowns and they're going, or most of them are just like lurking around, being creepy
yeah,
and
you
weird.
Know, raping kids, you
yeah,
know, clowns.
You know, the fun stuff.
You know,
but some of them are actually like committing crimes, like making threats and like walking up behind people and grabbing them behind their necks, telling them they're going to slit their throats.
Running for president.
Like, right. Yeah.
This is real dangerous.
Making lasagna.
It's a pizza. Got me again, clown.
So, yeah, Cincinnati.
Do you have a fear of clowns?
Not really. No, but rest assured, if I'm driving, if I'm cruising down the highway at 1 o'clock in the morning, I see clowns
what
lurking
if?
Around. No.
Here's a real-life scenario.
Oh,
for
God.
You. You're at Waffle House.
Uh-huh.
Just living life like you do.
Yeah.
Because you love that Waffle House.
I love
house
the
life.
House. Proud sponsor of Foster the Podcast.
You're at the house, right?
Yeah.
Eating them waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Eating that chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Eating that pussy, baby.
Yeah. Select Waffle Houses.
And then outside the window.
Oh, no.
There's a clown. And he doesn't tap on the window or anything. He's just watching you eat. And you don't know how long he's been there watching you eat waffles. He's just been mm-hmm. you know, lurking. Hashtag
right.
lurking.
Okay. Is he nodding? Or is he just staring?
He's just staring. And you, like, kind of wave.
Right.
And he doesn't wave back.
Oh.
Just hashtag lurking. So, I mean, what do you do, man? Do you panic?
I'm going to tab out. I'm going to tab out and I'm going to call somebody.
Would you call the cops?
Would
you phone a friend?
They're inducing panic right now at my Waffle panic. House.
I can't enjoy these waffles.
Could you imagine? I don't know what he's doing, but I feel it's clown-related mischief. I need him to stop watching me eat a waffle. What if there was clowns on a plane?
Oh, man. That's a million-dollar idea.
Clowns on a plane? It's a new movie.
It's a new movie. Clowns on a plane.
So same scenario. You're doing a show, right?
Right, yeah.
You're hanging out with the staff. You're in the back doing yoga with the staff.
Right, yeah.
Right? You're a little high.
Yeah.
You're walking out to your car. It's
right.
It's a parking lot. A strip mall.
Okay.
And there's just two clowns just watching you walk to your car. And there's no other cars around. It's like one of those like Midwest.
What happens when I wave at them?
No wave.
No wave back?
No wave.
Do I get a nod?
The one on the right who's a little bit taller gives you a slight, like not an up nod, like a down nod.
This feels like, what is that? What are those old books where the two guys are the brothers? And
the
they,
Goof is a Gallant?
They're always like solving mysteries and shit.
Oh, the Hardy Boys?
The Hardy Boys. You're describing it like.
The taller one, who has a slight speech impediment, nods at you slightly. You get goosebumps on your arm, and then.
Yeah, I gotta get the fuck out of there, man. You gotta leave. You got, if.
No, they're right by your car, though. Do you walk to your car? So one of them doesn't give you, like, the what's up nod. It's like the. Like
how
the,
close to the car?
They're the car next to you.
Oh, I'm walking to the car.
You're walking to the car?
Yeah. If there's no. If my car is just sitting in an. Like, just out.
Empty,
in the open,
but there's just two cars, them and yours.
Is it a clown car? I ain't trying to fight 30 dudes. This 30 dudes gonna come kidnap me.
Oh my god. That's hilarious.
I think I walked to the car.
Yeah, man. You walked to the car. Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. Guys, gonna get a picture with you?
Yeah.
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 Ugh.
I loved you in It.
Yeah. They so apparently, I guess around Halloween time, there's a town where there's a clown that just shows up. I don't know. He's got like an Instagram account and everything, and it's like
even serial killers got Instagram now. Hey, follow me on the gram.
Hashtag like for life.
'Cause I'll be following you to the car.
What? He just dresses up and just stands in places like late at night and waits for people to like take a picture of him.
Well,
and,
what
like,
else do you do with a full clown makeup getup?
I mean, I guess you could like volunteer at like a children's hospital.
Well, yeah.
Standing in a fucking Golden Corral parking lot at 2
a.m. Well, I guess if you, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, other cool shit you could do would be scare people, induce panic at Waffle Houses.
What would be the, so you're leaving a show, what would be the one thing that you don't want to see in a parking lot on your way?
Probably the lady that was going, aw.
Just an audience member.
I go to my car and she sees how shitty my car is and she goes, aw.
Jesus. Is that a Honda?
Get out of here, you cunt. Try to go home.
Oh, shit. That's amazing. I want to look this up for the next couple. We got Halloween coming up. I want to look up.
Are you doing anything for Halloween?
Yeah, we're having our Halloween party.
Oh.
You coming?
Well, I guess I am now. You know, I didn't get an invite or nothing.
Oh, come on. I'll be dressed up as a clown.
I'll be there. Can I wear my clown?
I'm going to be dressed up as Spirit Airlines on fire. Yeah, we're having our annual Halloween party this year.
Nice.
Everyone's invited. Well, let's edit that out. Let's edit that out.
People on iTunes are like, I'll be there.
Leaving reviews on that. Right, what's the address? Is there Wi-Fi there?
Where that party at?
Sorry, I don't have AC or parking. But cool. So you're going to the Midwest next week.
Yeah.
Actually, when this comes back, you'll be back. But in real time, you're going.
Yeah,
to
in
the
real
rest.
Time, I'm going to Morty's Comedy Joint this week.
It's
the new place.
Oh, they moved it.
Yeah, they moved it. It's got a balcony now.
Ooh,
it's real fancy.
Nice.
I'm excited to go back.
We'll do some Halloween stuff.
I'm so mad you're not going with me, man.
I know. I'll go next time. I like it there. You introduced me to Steak and Shake.
I do. I'm sorry.
It was super like, it was. It's on the nose. It was steaks and shakes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this sounds, no, it's literally.
It's literally, yeah.
Just milkshake.
As much as you can eat for $1.50.
But we went back like for a second trip.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why everybody in the Midwest is.
Yeah, exactly. I get 9 pounds of food for $3.
Yeah.
Welcome here every day.
LA is not like, we're not like more health conscious, so we just can't afford the prices.
Right, yeah, exactly. I'd love to eat more.
Yeah.
I just can't pay $14 for scrambled eggs.
I'm dying. Awesome, man. Well, plug your, it's all Malone Comedy, right?
Yeah, everything's at Malone Comedy, and you can check out my podcast. It's called Punched Up, and it's over at punchedupodcast.com. Check that out.
Awesome. And also, obviously, for our show, subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Foster the Podcast on there. Visit our website, fosterthepodcast.com. And we'll see you guys leading up to the next couple 200 episodes.
I can't wait.
We're going to get
Billy
Seinfeld. At Justin Comic, tweet me. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.